Today we have one of those contributors with us, Louise Brogan. Louise is the founder, co-owner and director of All Money Matters. Louise describes her on-the-job MBA when she started working on the trading floor of the stock exchange at the ripe old age of 15. She studied and worked in the accounting, then stockbroking industries, giving her extensive experience in investment advising. She ran her own investment consultancy business and was one of only 5 women members of the Australian Stock Exchange Limited. She went on to purchase her first investment property in Sydney, had a stint at co-managing the family pub whilst building it back up for sale, and is currently involved in a 200-unit property development on the Queensland Whitsunday coast. She continues to be an involved and passionate investor, managing and growing her share and property portfolios. This, plus years of counselling and psychotherapy study, gives her a solid foundation for a truly integrated approach to money issues, money management and investing. Please welcome Louise Brogan.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you very much. How fabulous to be with all you wonderful women. This is just fabulous. It's very interesting to come and see all these faces because during my time in the investing side of things, of course, we were very few and far between. As Kerry was saying, there was just 5 of us as members of the stock exchange. So while it was very interesting, if you wanted to find a husband or something on those lines, elbowing them out of the way down the trading floor was another thing altogether. I have to say, though, it was really helpful having a higher voice, because the chalkies, you know, the guys that were up there, this was back in the days before screen trading, they'd be up there and all the blokes would be yelling at them and they go, oh, yes, I know who that is, and then off they go. So it did have its advantages, I have to say. Well, hearing about the other healing experiences and the modalities that we have today, it helps me understand and recognise further the possibilities and the potentials that we as women, and boys too, that we have to heal and to grow. And for me, healing and growing internally, spiritually, are just inextricably linked together. What is it that motivates us and directs us to take that first step on our healing journey? It's different for each of us, of course. Health is one of those things, of course, as we heard earlier. Relationships with our land, with ourselves, with our loved ones, our family, our friends, and of course our relationships at work and getting those balances. Career, and then of course money. And it's interesting because money a lot of the time is actually overlooked as something that can help us to grow internally, and people say, oh no, I don't want to know about money, put it over there, don't want to think about it, don't want to look at it. And yet actually it's the most marvellous way to do our internal work as well as securing our financial future. So that's the area that I got involved in. As Kerry said, I started off in stockbroking, but that just didn't give me what I needed. It didn't give me the heart work that I needed. So that's why I started my business, All Money Matters. So we put together the number crunching skills that and teach mostly women about those things, managing their money, choosing their investments, working on their portfolios, and we also put together the internal working on ourselves, self-attitudes, beliefs, understanding why we make those decisions that we actually make around our money and our finances and our financial futures. I just want to share you just briefly a little bit about my background. I mean, Kerry has with parts of it, but the thing that really drove me to go into the education side of things, and actually ask you to bear with me, because this is all fairly new for me to be sharing this part of my Stuart journey with people. Choices is such an important thing, especially for we women. We need to be able to see what our financial choices are. And the only way we can do that is to learn more about our money and our money backgrounds. 6 years ago, I found out that I was adopted. At ripe old age of 45, I found out I was adopted. It was a huge shock, yes, absolutely. But you know what? There was a part of me that actually knew, even though I didn't know. And whilst it was a shock, it was an enormous relief as well. So anyway, I did what I needed to find out more, of course. So I got my papers from DOCS. And as I was reading through those papers, I found that the reason I was adopted out was because my parents could not afford to keep me. Wow. The energy rush has just gone through again. That just made so much sense. It explained why there's had this huge drive to be teaching women, particularly, about money and how to manage it and to see what your options are, to see what your choices are. And in making those choices, you wouldn't have to give away something that was really precious to you. So All Money Matters was born. So what we do is we utilise the money management process and the investing process as a bit of a structure or a framework to do our internal work as well. So as I said before, we have those number skills. We're learning about, we teach people about how to invest, how to manage their money, putting a savings plan together, putting a cash flow together, just understanding those ebbs and flows. There's so much we can learn about ourselves, believe it or not, when we look at our cash flow, a yearly cash flow. It's just incredible. Clients will send me a cash flow and say, oh, gee, you're really great here, and then June you sort of fell a bit and went a bit thingy, and then, but gee, wow, September, what was going on in September? This was fantastic. They said, how do you know all that? You're exactly right. You're spot on. I did hit a wall here and I was good there and everything else. I said, it's all in your cash flow. It's all in your spending. It's all in your earning. It's right there. Maybe that's why it's so scary for us to do it, because it really is terribly revealing to ourselves as well as to others who we feel comfortable with showing it to. So we offer these programs to whoever really wants to come and do them, really. But the really exciting thing also is that we've got the course, these courses online as well, so it's, we can make it available to really around the world. So I'd just like to finish up really by saying I know I have a fatty liver, but what I'd also like to say is it's a bear market. I'm just getting into the flow. That's my excuse. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Louise, for sharing so much of yourself. Women's personal stories are so enlightening, and women are so brave to be able to share them in that way. Thank you, Louise. I hope you've enjoyed today's launch as much as I have. Hasn't it been a true sharing of women's wisdom with our outstanding speakers, Margot Cairns, Diet Kolob, Natasha Flynn, and Louise Brogan? Please join me in thanking them once again. It's the ongoing sharing of women's wisdom that will be the focus of the Women's Healing Organisation International website. We want to partner with organisations who want to support women in this way. So if you know of any organisations who want to partner with us to sponsor the website, to further develop it for women of the world, please contact me. Please stay and share with us if you can. I know the speakers. Margot has to go to another media commitment. She has 5 minutes left with us. Please continue and stay with us and dialogue with us this afternoon if you can. Thank you so much for being here.